What are some of the other data sets that have come out in ovarian cancer over the last year or two that you think docs in practice should know about?
Okay, there are several things. The first thing we have to mention is intraperitoneal therapy, which has been somewhat of a controversial topic. In January of 2006, the National Cancer Institute declared intraperitoneal therapy to be the standard of care for small volume residual advanced ovarian cancer. But in that same clinical alert, they followed up by saying they couldn't recommend any of the tested regimens because they were all too toxic. Now, a lot of us have been trying to figure out what good it does to declare a standard of care and then say don't use any of the tested regimens. The position that we've taken at our institution, at least, is that intraperitoneal therapy remains an experimental technique that probably should not be used out of clinical trials for several reasons. Number one, toxicity. In the last GOG study of intraperitoneal therapy, only 42% of patients could complete 6 cycles of intraperitoneal therapy. And in fact, only 60% got as many as 3 cycles. So it's a very toxic approach to treatment, with a lot of patients unable to tolerate it. Secondly, there's even some question about whether it has superior efficacy compared to Taxol carboplatin. Control arm in all the IP studies, randomized phase 3 studies done in the U.S. to date, has been a platinum cisplatin-based regimen, not a carboplatin-based regimen. And there is at least some evidence from the last GOG study of Taxol carboplatin versus Taxol cisplatin that Taxol carboplatin may actually be superior to Taxol cisplatin.